Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's time to have breakfast around the world with the diaspora.
It's 8:36 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. Around the world, we go right about this time on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. where we decide, listen, we want to have some bacon in America, or we want to have
some smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon in
some
Germany.
Oysters. Some in oysters Italy.
In Italy. Mm-hmm. What do they eat in Norway, Uga? Brechen?
Pizza.
It's probably like a special type of Brechen.
Maybe where do all the croissants are in France?
In France.
Yeah, okay. In Paris.
Yeah. Okay, but for now, we're going to be in Germany.
Oh.
Yes.
A lot of bread.
A lot of bread, man. A lot of bread.
And a lot of beer.
And a lot of beer. Oh, my goodness. Let's quickly check in with OC Tamarin, who's out in Germany, a Namibian living in Germany. Let's hear her story.
Hey, this is your girl Tamron all the way from Germany. Firstly, I'd like to thank Fresh FM for reaching out. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much. And yeah, I've been in Germany for the past 3 years now, and I currently reside in Ulm, which is in southern Germany. I would say the difference between where I grew up in Namibia and where I stay right now is mostly the weather. Right now, I'm sitting here with a scarf, a jacket, a pullover, a long sleeve shirt underneath, long pants, socks, tights, and very, very, very warm shoes. The winters here are extreme sometimes. Sometimes it lasts for 8 months, which is devastating if you're not used to it yet, like myself. Hopefully soon, but the winter clothes here are cute. Cute, 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 cute. 10 out of 10, I love it. Would totally recommend. And yeah, another thing is how orientated it is, how people here follow a certain structure. They do things the same way, they celebrate the same way. And yeah, I think it's mostly because they all grew up with the same rules and the same culture. For instance, when I came to Germany, we all know we have a hot meal before we go to bed in Namibia, yeah? With the family, everyone's home, and things like that. Here, they actually have a hot meal in the afternoon, like 12 to 1, with a family, depending on where you stay, town or city, the parents have off already from 12, or they take like a very long lunch at 12 to spend the afternoon with their kids eating and everything. And at night, they have like assorted breads with polonies and cheese and all that jazz. Yeah. I must say that I've also adapted to. I can't believe it. I really can't. But yeah, what can we do? And then in summers, it's always traveling outside of the country. People take that very serious here, like traveling in summers, in summer. And yeah, in winter, they always do like winter sports. They go to Austria a lot, or they do hiking. Yeah, they also do that a lot in Austria. And yeah, there's a lot of things to get used to. They don't do things the same way we do, but sometimes it's very interesting, I must say. What I do for fun, there's a lot of things. It depends mostly where you stay. If it's a bigger city, there's a huge variety of things. And the transportation between towns and cities here is pretty good. So it can range from paintballing, picnics in summer, going swimming in the river. It can, like, well, I spend a lot of my free time at the homes of my friends. They come from like very different places, and their families love to cook. They make a lot of food, like Namibians. They make a lot of food, and they have meat, and they have salads, and everyone's there, and they're dancing, and we're listening to music. I love that a lot. I must say, the friends I've made here are gems. I love them a lot, a lot. Without them, I think I would not have survived. Yeah. What I miss most about Namibia is obviously the food. Yeah, here are new things to try, but it's not always the same. I want a nice braai plate sometimes with like roosterbrood and meat and boerewors that I totally love. And just the warmth of the people, you know. Like I said, it really does depend where you stay. But people here are a little to themselves, a little cold sometimes, in my opinion, though. And yeah, yeah. And as final words, I would like to just advise everyone to just find something in another country where you know nothing about the country, where you know nothing about the language, or probably that would be a plus if you did know the language. But then just something new, a new environment, a new atmosphere, because you learn a lot about how other people live and how they do things. And yeah, it's exciting. I would say I've never thought that I would have friends from Italy or friends from Macedonia. Before, I didn't even know where Macedonia was, if I have to be honest. But yeah, it's nice. It's an experience that everyone has to go through at least once in their lifetime. And yeah, thank you for listening to me. And I really wish I was home right now. I miss summer. But yeah, thank you.